B. Using political struggle to turn husbands and wives against each other. Traditional Chinese values are based on family morality. The devil knows that the most effective way to undermine traditional values is to start from sabotaging human relations. In the continuous political struggle started by the CCP, family members reported each other to the authorities in a mad competition for a better political status. By betraying those closest to them, they could demonstrate a firmer, more loyal stance in favor of party orthodoxy. In December 1966, Mao's secretary, Hu Xiaomu, was dragged to the Beijing Iron and Steel Institute, where his own daughter took to the stage and shouted, quote, "Smash Hu Xiaomu's dog head." Although she did not actually smash her father's head, there were others who did just that. At the time, there was a, quote, "capitalist family" in the Dongsi sub-district of Beijing. Guards beat the old couple nearly to death and forced their middle school-aged son to beat them. He used dumbbells to smash his father's head and went insane afterward. Often, those condemned by the party as, quote, "class enemies" would disown their families so as to spare them from implication. Even class enemies who committed suicide would first have to break off family ties, lest the CCP hound their family members after their suicide. For example, when the literary theorist Ye Yichun was persecuted and driven to suicide in the Cultural Revolution, his parting letter read, quote, "Going forward, the only thing that is required of you is to resolutely listen to the party's words, stand firm on the party's position, gradually recognize my sins, stir up hatred against me, and unwaveringly break off our familial ties." The persecution against the Falun Gong spiritual practice, which has continued since 1999, is the largest political movement launched by the CCP in the modern era. A common strategy the authorities use against Falun Gong practitioners is to coerce their family members to aid in the persecution. The CCP imposes administrative harassment, financial penalties, and other forms of intimidation upon family members to get them to use any means to pressure practitioners into giving up their faith. The CCP blames the victims of persecution for practicing Falun Gong, telling them that their families are being implicated because they refuse to compromise. Many Falun Gong practitioners have been divorced or disowned by their loved ones due to this form of persecution. Given the large number of people practicing Falun Gong, countless families have been torn apart by the party's campaign.